and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town.
Hour two, ladies and gentlemen, the National Intel Report. It is a live phone-in Friday, open phone Friday. It's ninth day of September 2005. And let's go back to the phones as promised. Hank in San Antonio, Texas. Hello, Hank.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You know, we may be approaching this thing from a wrong perspective.
What thing is that, sir?
Well, this trying to fight the federal government as individuals. You know, we as people are not a party to the contract with the federal government. It's the states that are. And I've been talking with Professor Socia about this here in San Antonio. We really need to get our state government to interpose itself between us and the feds. And I think that if the governor in Louisiana had done that, we probably wouldn't have, they wouldn't have the problem they have now with FEMA. FEMA would be out of there, and they would be handling the problem completely.
Well, and I don't know if you've heard me on this broadcast before, but Hank, I've said, you know, the example I just gave to the retired cop, you know, these people aren't going to care if you're a sovereign citizen. They show up on your doorstep, arm cocked, locked, and ready to rock and roll.
That's right.
They're not going to be listening to a whole lot of things. And I've said repeatedly that the key to this is through the states.
Okay, that's right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just saying the key to this is through the states. Everybody is tired of politics. How many people are not voting in this country anymore because they've figured out the game is rigged and they just don't care anymore? What if the population of every state out there was re-energized if they could take their political, the political arena back, that we could restore constitutional government and throw these people out like Rick Perry? I mean, all of these governors are heads of their own little corporations. What if made a concerted effort, said, look, because I know exactly what you're talking about, Hank, and I feel what you're saying, man. I really, really do. Because what we've got is a bunch of people that feel that they're powerless. They see the outrages going on and perpetrated by the FedGov on a daily basis, and they're sitting around feeling powerless about the whole thing. And quite frankly, they're probably justified in many, many respects in thinking that way. But,
right.
But Hank, you know as well as I do that if we can imagine it, we can develop it, we can put it into action. If your mind can conceive it, we can do it. So,
well, I agree, and well, we've got these CEOs, these governors of the various states, and they're not doing their job, which is to protect their citizens, to interject themselves between the feds and the people, and to force the federal government to stay within the limits of the contract that it has, which is the Constitution.
I understand. Now, got a game plan?
Maybe we need to get rid of Rick Perry. We need to get somebody who understands that principle and replace him. And
it ain't going to be Strayhorn.
No, it's not. No. But it could be. It could be Ron Paul. For a long time, I said, why would Ron Paul want to be a governor of the state of Texas? Because it just seems like it didn't have any. Nowhere to go. But as I think about it, that is really what we need. We need governors out there that will stand up for the republic.
All right, Hank, hang on one second. I'm up against the break. Just hang on. I'll take you through the break. Alan, hang on. I've got Jeff Bennett coming up for a few minutes here this afternoon also. Everybody just stay in place. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pain. medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hank, what you and I are discussing right now is what was brought up at that meeting last time I saw you down at the Silver Eagle Tap House. And I don't know any other way to put this, but we have to... There's enough concerned people out there. What I don't want to see is another party. I think the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is just fine. I'm not saying that they're fine, but I'm saying a two-party system is just fine. One has been hijacked by the PNAC people, and the other one by communists. But aside from that, I think that just sticking to the Constitution, both federal and state, I think everything's going to be okay. It doesn't have to take a new party or... libertarians. The libertarians are driving me absolutely insane because they're trying to pick from both sides of the aisle and reinvent the government the way they see fit. Now, a lot of their ideas are good. A lot of them is based on Constitution. A lot of it isn't. But why do we need a third or a fourth or a fifth or however many parties people want? That's just going to add to the confusion. The real problem that we're having here is they have strayed away from the Constitution. Straight.
Exactly. That's it.
They've run away from this at Mach 3 with their hair on fire.
All right.
And there's a lot more of us than there are of them. So, folks, what is to stop us from getting together, throwing Rick Perry out, installing a guy that knows the Constitution will stand up against this 14th Amendment stuff, and doesn't have to go to governor's school in Washington, D.C. to get his training for the next year as to how the Fed is going to continue to screw its own people.
Well, that's exactly the point. And it really doesn't. Parties, I guess they're kind of fun because you feel some association, but we really don't need that. We just need somebody that understands what the position of the state is vis-a-vis the federal government. And we need to realize that we don't have to fight those guys out of Washington. We don't need to fight the FEMA or the U.S. attorneys. We've got a republic right here in Texas.
That's right.
And we can just use our elected officials to fight that battle, because after all, that's what the contract with the federal government was.
Ooh, but Hank, hold on. I see a little problem here. They're part and parcel of the corporation. This is the same problem I see Ron Paul having right now. He's referred to, by the way, as Dr. No in Washington, D.C., because anytime the guy comes up with anything, all of his constituents will tell him one thing. No. I saw him on a speech. I think it was on C-SPAN live yesterday. I went home. There he is on the House floor talking about Iraq, talking about all this, making good sense. But the one thing that was overriding throughout this whole thing was he is the unbroken cog in the busted wheel. He's up there wasting his time. And the real power in government, ladies and gentlemen, is not Fed. Guess what? It's not even your state. It is in your county. That's where it all starts.
Well, that's true.
And the state is supposed to be the umbrella, but why are we so fearful? Why are we scared all the time? Because we don't know what's going to happen next. See, this was the beauty of living under a constitutional republic. There were no surprises. There was no fear and anxiety and people selling us out at the very highest echelons of this country. That was precluded from happening. But something funny happened on the way to the Roman Forum. You know? So, Hank, I'll tell you what. Let's put our brains together about this, folks. I mean, people are listening to this broadcast all over this country. Have you had enough? Have you had enough? And I want to start hearing your ideas, but more importantly, just in ideas, that's just words. Team that with action. That's what gets results.
We need some action. We need to really understand what this constitutional republic is about. And once we understand that, I think that we could put some people in office that also understand, and then they would act as our emissaries to the feds and get some of that.
A word of caution, though, Hank. A word of caution. You can't half do this. Let's just say you can't be partly constitutional and partly part of the corporation. That has to be a clean break, and the people that are going to be installed or elected into office have to understand. Because the system is broke, they broke it, they reinvented it, and they shoved this at us and said, here's your government. Well, it doesn't work. It doesn't work, and it's not because it's broke or incompetent people. It was designed to break the back of this country.
That's exactly right.
So having said all that, I appreciate your call, sir, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Hank. I appreciate it. Tell you what, Alan, let me slip Alan from Pennsylvania in here real quick. And then what happened to he just dropped? Okie dokie. Alan in Pennsylvania, you're next.
Yeah, it's hard to know where to start. you say you don't know, you're hard to understand why Larry Pratt was laughing today.
Yeah. I didn't get it. I didn't
because
see
the joke, the joke is on the gun owners of America, the membership. His name isn't Larry Pratt. It's Larry Prattle. Prattle, you know?
Prattle.
He's there to take gun owners of America membership money for his own pockets and pretend he's doing a job for them. He's not doing a job for them.
And what do you base this on?
Well, every time I get a chance to ask him the question, I ask it to him, and he hems and haws around about it. What part of shall not be infringed is so hard to understand?
Well,
and that's all it is infringement, infringement, infringement of the right to keep and bear arms. It shall not be infringed by any means.
So you're saying Larry Pratt's a bad guy?
All they need to do is file a lawsuit against all these people that want to take their rights away. There's plenty of money coming in from the membership. But if he did that, then the membership would drop and his pockets would be empty again, wouldn't they?
Well, what's the membership of the gun owners? You have any idea?
I have no idea.
I know the NRA went through their... Yeah, the National Rifle Association.
Yeah, you know, I tell everybody that I meet that's a member of any of those organizations, their money would be better well spent buying guns and ammunition for themselves and protect their own rights, because there's nobody in any group, any organization that's going to watch out for them or care about them as much as they would care about themselves.
Right.
They're not going to be defended by anybody.
All right. Well, I thank you for your...
And I don't know how many of those citizens' rule book I handed out. Hundreds. I know that.
Well, and it all gets down to, you know, where to start. You said that was first thing out of your mouth. First place we start is educating as to people as to what type of government we're supposed to have versus what we don't have now. And let's figure out the fastest way humanly possible to get back to the original. Because what they've done with it...
And I disagree with you about the two-party system too.
Why?
That's how they were able to get the hold they've got.
No.
Democrat, Republican, Republican, Democrat.
No, hold on here. I don't care if you call them the Chartreuse Seven. I don't care what you call them. And I've said this before. If both parties, and I don't give a hoot and a holler if they're a Democrat or they're a Republican. If their feet are held to the constitutional fire, and they're not mustering to that call, then they go.
Well,
but listen to me. It is up to us to understand our form of government. If we don't, and we don't understand the Constitution, then some slicky boy comes along in some neatly little tailored suit with shoes that are more expensive than my car, comes along, grabs the mass media spotlight, and gets out there espousing better ways to do things. What has to happen in every state legislature, every federal legislature, down to the man and woman, is they are constitutional or they're gone. So what's wrong with a two-party system if both parties are paying attention to the Constitution?
No, that's true. But they aren't voted into office. They're duly elected. Your vote doesn't count.
Well, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. The system,
and they know the difference between duly elected. The Electoral College is the one that puts them in.
Right. No, I understand that. Well, I mean, some people even suggested we go to a popular vote on everything. We do away. Look, unless we want to totally go into anarchy or totally reinvent the form of government, and again, I'll go back to this, it is each man and woman's responsibility to keep these guys straight. If you ever trust government, that is the first day of your loss. Because they will find a way to screw you and bamboozle you, guaranteed.
Right. Well, if they would have an open election, no, none of this secret ballot baloney, if everybody would vote in the open where everybody could see what they voted... It would be more fair.
Well, I think I said that term about 50 times this week. I said transparency in government.
I've been saying that for years, and every time I say, "Oh no, you can't have it. You might get stoned for voting wrong."
No. See, and here's the thing that we've got to do away with. We've got to do away with all this fear and this cowering in this country. That is the number one problem that I perceive going on right now. People afraid to step up.
That's right. They think that they have to obey any order given them by...
No, I'm not talking about the stupid people. I'm talking about the people that are in the know.
Well, I am too.
When
they're educated, but yet they've been educated wrongly.
No.
It's hard to break through.
All right, Alan, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We've got to go to break here. Come back on the other side. I got Jeff Bennett for a few minutes, and then we'll go to Jim, John, and others, 800-313-3131. 9443. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
All right, we're back. Jeff Bennett. Hello, Jeff.
I'm with you, John. How are you?
Hanging in there. Boy, it's been a long week.
It's been an exceedingly busy couple weeks, and I just did a Republic Trading Group, and I have to reiterate a statement I've made the last couple of times I've been on the air. There is some individual that keeps trying to call and get through to us, and it never leaves a name, never leaves a phone number. Now, I realize that a lot of folks don't have private phones, but to at least say, look, I'm trying to get a hold of you. Nothing. The guy hangs up as soon as the thing answers. And whoever it happens to be, you know what? Our phones are so busy fielding the concerns and the questions and filling orders for clients at Republic Trading Group that are ordering gold and silver that I cannot, you know, I don't feel sorry. I mean, I'm sorry the guy can't get through to us, but it is a problem. We are exceedingly busy over here.
Well, that's fine. All they have to do is leave their information, and we will get back to them.
That's right.
And they won't be sorry that they waited. And you know what I was thinking about this today, Jeff? What we should tell people is go shop other companies. If you, after you talk to us, go shop somebody else and see if you can get the same deal.
I shared this story with you earlier in the week. Had a gentleman that called us, as a matter of fact, very late in the day last Friday. He happens to live in Phoenix. He called up with a specific coin that he wanted to buy. I gave him prices. He said, you got to be kidding me. I said, what's the matter? The price too high? He said, no. I mean, in this particular instance, the individual coin he wanted to purchase, it was a gold piece. It was a certified mint state a gold piece. It cost him $715 with us. Two of the other major companies in the country that everybody knows their name was charging $965 per coin. One of those companies is one that we shall say you used to broadcast for, and we'll let it go at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, I was doing a little bit of homework for a client probably about an hour ago, who called up, said they had about $4,000 they wanted to invest. And they now are finally understanding the importance of gold and silver. He was not aware of the fact that at Republic Trading Group, we also can fill your needs for silver orders, whether it's junk silver or one-ounce silver rounds, silver eagles, things
right.
of that nature.
And,
which
and there's was, and I pointed this out before. Now, if you're worried about portability, I'd like to see a lot more people buying quarter, half, and one-ounce rounds of gold.
Absolutely.
Silver, silver, Jeff, I mean...
It's tough. It's tough to haul, John.
Man, I'm telling you, how many people had to leave that behind down there in New Orleans?
Well, I told that story yesterday on Chris Gerner's program, the gentleman who'd called me because he was concerned. He'd gotten out of New Orleans with his gold, but he was concerned and wanted to know if I had serial numbers of the gold bars he purchased from me, or silver bars he purchased from me some years ago. And, of course, I don't keep those kind of records. And needless to say, his silver is still sitting underwater somewhere, 100-ounce bars.
Hmm.
You can well imagine how much other treasure, as it were, is sitting down there.
Well, and guess who's going to get it? It ain't going to be him.
No,
you
I
know,
don't think
I'm,
so.
Jeff, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the gold chart for the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, now understand this. We're only talking about 5 years ago. 200 and on April 2nd of 2001, gold was at $255.95. In other words, almost $256.
Right.
Today, it closed on the 9th. It closed at $448.50. Now, it doesn't take a scientist to figure this one out. If people are in the market to make a profit, buy low and sell high. If people
exactly.
are if people are buying gold and silver as a literally a life preserver, you better start buying it now. Jeff, what I'm starting to see this market climb, and it appears from everything that I've looked at, minimally at the end of the year, it's going to be $500 an ounce.
I think it's certainly feasible. It's feasible for it to go higher. I mean, frankly, right now, spot gold is up about $25 above the last time we did a true update on the Republic Trading Group website, which at that time was 4.25. And yet, strangely enough, I've been able to still get people into coins for rates that were being quoted at the 4.25 and still take good care of them. Well, this gentleman about an hour ago called, and his situation was he wanted to do about $4,000. He's listened to all the various different companies on the shortwave, called up, you know, wants the free literature package. I know we've got some people out there upset because we don't mail out, you know, prospectuses and free literature packages. Understand, if we begin to develop all of that stuff and
we'll charge
spend
you more.
The money to print it and have to mail it out, we're going to have to charge a higher price to compensate. We're trying to get everybody as much as they can. Look, everybody's pretty much got the same coins available. Whether they will make them available to their listeners or clientele or not is another story.
Well, and one thing that you mentioned, you know, they're always trying to sell you the higher grade MS coins. Oh,
right.
Yeah, this is going to increase in value. But the truth about that is that these higher priced coins, how much have they really appreciated?
Terribly, not that much, and that's the whole problem. I got a new sheet an hour ago from our importer, John, and even though gold is up about $20 from where it was a week ago, guess what? The value of the certified coins has gone down. Now, it doesn't mean they keep going down, but it's I watch gold go up and the selling price of slab coins goes down. But that's with our wholesaler. That doesn't mean that's what the other dealers out on the street are doing. And this creates a very unusual situation. Let me share with you what happened, because we talk about the fractional coins. I do a lot with quarter and fifth ounce pieces. I hear the music. We'll hold this till we come back, and I'll finish it up rapidly.
Okay, real good. And Jim in Missouri, John in Arizona, Troy in Houston, John in Florida, and Charles in Houston. You guys hang on a second. We'll get to all of your calls on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Republic Trading Group, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 800-691-7898. And Jeff, I just got a funny feeling people just don't ever learn. They're going to watch gold prices go up and up and up, and all of a sudden, one day, they're going to decide, well, maybe I better jump on the bandwagon and buy some gold.
That's what they do, John. They tend to wait until the caboose has left the station, because now gold reaches $500 or $600 an ounce, and now they are convinced that it's a good place to go. Then they jump on it, and, you know, it blips up a little ways more, then maybe it falls down, maybe it keeps going.
Well, let me see. How many years have we had George Bush into office? And since George Bush has been in office, we've lost 40% of the buying power of the dollar.
And gold is up 175 or so percent. So,
gee, that doesn't take...
The math is real tough to figure out.
I was just going to say, again, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. And what you and I have always been concerned about, And it's not prestigious. I guess it is for some people to own gold or tell their friends, oh, yeah, I've been buying gold. But what we're literally doing is providing an avenue for people to protect what they have worked so hard for their entire lives.
Absolutely. And that's the reason. And there's no reason to be wasteful about it. Every single call I get, people are telling me, I'm not here to speculate, other than to speculate the dollar is going to go further. Look, don't misunderstand. There's nothing wrong with profit. I believe everybody deserves it. But the fact of the matter is, when I look at the fact that You know, the certified gold pieces over the last 3 days have actually dropped in cost, while gold has been going up, approaching the 450 range, and yet during all that time, many of the quarter and fifth ounce international pieces that we sell have continued to go up along with gold. Quick example, this gentleman that called an hour ago had about $4,000 he wanted to put in, and of course, because he hears it from everybody else, starts inquiring about certified gold pieces. And I'm not going to get into specifics other than to say that right now, for approximately $4,000, a little bit less than that, he would get about six certified U.S. $20 gold pieces, probably St. Gaudens, gorgeous coins. Nobody's going to deny it. What he's getting is 5.8 ounces of gold for that $4,000 if he bought six St. Gaudens. And yet, on the other hand, for the same $4,000, we can put 40 one-fifth ounce fractional gold pieces in their hands, also minted before 1933, of an equivalent condition, uncirculated, and they're going to wind up with 7.79 ounces. 2 ounces more of gold for the same money.
And
now,
Jeff,
what sense does that take to figure it out?
And Jeff, we've spoken, you and I have spoken to the same people. When all said and done, they're looking minimally for gold to be $3,000 an ounce. And I'm hearing people that are wildly exuberant saying that it could be $5,000 or $10,000. We don't know. We can honestly tell folks we don't know how much gold is going to end up being it's going to end up being worth. But we can tell you right now, if you want to save what you're worth right now, you want to protect what you have. And when things start falling apart, people start lining up in the unemployment lines, jobs start disappearing, economy starts to really slump really, really bad, I can guarantee you, I can promise you, folks, your investment in your life, your life's investment, is going to be on the incline. How steep and how fast? It's anybody's guess, but I'm just looking at the chart since George Bush took office, and I looked at an increase here of almost 100%. So
let me suggest this, John, because this is interesting. We talk, all these people talking about gold's going to go to 1,000 and 2,000 and 3,000 an ounce. I, years ago, stopped asking how high is gold going to go. The question really should become, how low is the dollar going to go?
It's lost 96% of its buying power. How much further can it go down?
That's it. That's it. 96% of whatever that value is today. It's, I mean, come on, people know. Look at the cost of fuel. You know, the cost of gasoline and oil is no longer included in our inflationary rates. They haven't been since the 80s. Look what's happened to the cost of housing. I've heard the commercial we're running, how many gold coins it takes to buy a house then and now. We can take it down to a more basic level. We can talk about an automobile. It doesn't matter. The proof is in the pudding that an ounce of gold right now today will buy more for our listeners than it bought the day that it would have bought the day that George Bush took office. Not just because the value's gone up, but the fact of the matter is the dollar won't buy anywhere near what it bought in 2001. It's simple mathematics.
Yeah.
I know we spent a lot of time talking about gold, and you and I discussed this early in the week. Next week I'd like to spend some time talking about silver, because we've had some people at Republic who really did not want to sell silver, and I think there's a lot of misnomers about silver. We're going to teach people how to buy silver the wise way, but not be so stupid that they're buying 65-pound bags when they have to escape from a hurricane.
That's right.
And it comes down to the bag of silver or a 65-pound child or grandchild. Which one are you going to take?
Yeah, if you can't take it with you, there ain't no real chance you're going to get it back.
No, that's it. So what you and I'll do is talk before we go on the air, because I want to kind of set you up a little bit so you understand why we're going to talk about three or four different varieties of silver. The audience will get an education they will not get on any other program because, do I want to keep it simple, stupid, all that kind of nonsense? Of course I do. But our listeners have a right to know that there's more than just one dance.
And what I wanted to do after I'd witnessed this and I'd seen it come, Jeff, you and I have a history. We've seen them come and we've seen them go, and they're all the same. And quite frankly, I'm disgusted with all of them because they're taking advantage of a situation and they're ripping people off, and I am sick of it. That's why we started Republic Trading Group.
You and I spoke about a particular company today who has been well-known in the hard and tangible assets industry for many, many years, and I was offended that as Y2K approached in 1999, all of a sudden that company, whose knowledge and wealth and abilities were in gold and silver and primarily rare coins, all of a sudden decided to take advantage of the situation and jump on the stored food bandwagon. And you want to know, you know, what's coming next around the corner? What's the next emergency he's going to jump on? We have always, in all of our years on the air, together and apart and otherwise, have always discussed self-sufficiency and, most of all, preparedness. Prepared for what? Prepare for anything.
That's right.
We're not saying take your life savings and put 100% of your money into gold and silver. As we discussed last week, you don't take food off the table. You don't avoid making your mortgage payment, but you take a portion of your liquid assets. Liquid assets are money that you can get your hands on, as a rule, within 24 hours, whether it's money that's tied up in stocks, bonds, the savings accounts, or your mattress, for all I care. You know, well, I was going to say ask Dan about that, but no, he stole the stuff. And you take a portion of that, 25 to 30% of it, and convert that. You know what? You're not buying something. You're not buying a commodity. It's not like going out and buying a new vacuum cleaner. You're converting questionably valued dollars into something that throughout history has never gone to zero in value. That is your insurance, ladies and gentlemen, and that is why I implore you. If it's not with us, fine, but be comfortable with who you're going to do business with. Make sure you're getting the most for the least, with quality, with expedient delivery. You know, and all I can say is you pick up the phone and call 1-800-691-7898. I'm not going to beat you. I'm not going to pressure you. I'm not going to ask you personal questions about the ages of your kids and grandkids, because, frankly, it's none of my business. That's what all the other guys do. They want to make you their best friend so they can suck everything out of you we can.
That's right.
That's not what we're here to do. We're here to help you.
Wrong kind of vacuum cleaner.
That's it.
All right, Jeff.
You got it. John, have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Folks, give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. Republic Trading Group is here to work for you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, Jeff Bennett. And folks, yeah, we're going to expose what the other gold and silver people are doing. And I'm serious about this. Call us, shop us, go shop somebody else. For yourself, do the effort. Only take a few more minutes of your day. You know, I know that there's people have this tendency to gravitate toward people that they think that they know, and they're goody two shoes on the phone, and you know, and all that other stuff. Bottom line, how much can I get for what I've got? And do the comparison shopping. We're daring you to do it because we know you'll come back right to us, and you'll purchase from us. And I'll say again, folks, the tagline is going to be the same. All the proceeds of the profit of any sales goes to the network. I'm not buying houses in Florida, folks. I'm not taking vacations in Hawaii. This is my life. Everything that I can muster and throw together and put into this network is going exactly where it needs to go. Ask me again who you want to buy your gold and silver from. I think you already know the answer. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Thanks for holding. Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, depending on what we want to fix, what level of government we want to fix, makes a difference on what kind of work we have to do. And obviously, the higher up we go, the harder the work is. But
the more resistance you get.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you've got more of that worker bee complex and the ignorance to work through. Because if you can throw a cog into the worker bee's hive, they won't work for those guys. But you know what they do fear, or what they fear certainly isn't paperwork. For 30 years, I've been seeing us talk about snowman, find paperwork here, doing paperwork there, and it's not working because you know why? They don't care. You go into court, you file all the papers, they come in with a forklift, and they go out the back door and put it in the trash because they don't care.
That's right. And they have been told. They have been told to ignore certain pleadings and certain paperwork that's filed in the courts. And I would answer your question this way. We have to dump the state corporation, the corporate government at state level, because everybody else is taking their cue. Counties, city governments are taking their cue from state government, the state corporation. So politically, expediently, without biting off too much more than we can chew, I wouldn't advise going after the Fed. Quite frankly, we're going to be busy. I don't care what they do in their 11-square-mile area up there in the District of Criminals. What I care about is the respective states. We have enough people. We can go after that and secure that, return it to a republic form of government, and then we can proceed from there. Then, after we get enough people on board, then we can go after and have a heyday in Washington, D.C.
I agree, and I think that when this kind of effort takes place, what they're going to be looking for is how are we, the people, going to enforce our demands. And let me kind of go over historically really quick something that worked not too long ago, and I'm not talking but about maybe 10 years ago, and it really actually got their attention. But also, I wanted to ask, you know, whenever we've been at war, and whenever there's been a war, and we want to think of people being at war with us, we always try and define it as, well, I put it this way, I grew up with John Wayne's definition. You know, if they're shooting bullets at me, I know I'm at war, right? But what is war for? What's the objective? Bottom line, it's to get what I've got. It's not necessarily to pop up over a hill and shoot a bullet at me. It's to get what I've got. And if they can get what I've got without firing a shot, that no less is also war. So I think we've got to understand the objective of war, so that we can understand how we have to engage. Because if we don't understand that when we get into a war, whether it be a foreign country or a domestic enemy, it's to get what we've got. Now, that's what's happening down in New Orleans. They're getting what they've got, haven't they?
They're getting more than what they need right now, that's for sure.
Right. Now, let me tell you what happened not too long ago. About 10 years ago, there was something called Operation Protect America. And it was being led by a militia commander in California that wasn't just pull out of the woods and let's shoot. Because these, when you get good militia commanders, they understand that it's to protect the established rights of the people. And when things are all done, you go home, you put your guns up, and you give it back to them, even if they ran it crappy the first time. But what ended up happening was, but the man that was in charge of this operation in Northern California gave notice to the federal government that all the militias that had gotten together was going to give the United States federal government a three-month notice that they have to fix this problem at the border.
And who was this wonderful general?
Well, it was Dean Compton.
Because you start issuing ultimatums to the FedGov, you know exactly what you get.
Well, let me tell you what ended up having happen, what did end up happening. About the time the deadline came, at that point in time, it was Janet Reno was our wonderful prosecuting attorney, or attorney general. But anyway, all of a sudden, she and Newt Gingrich showed up in this podunk town where this guy was located and threw some bones to the operation and had a press conference in this middle of this one light town in the middle of nowhere and said, we're going to now give the border...
Is this a long story? Because I still got people holding, Jim. I need you to move it along.
No, this isn't a long story.
Well, make it quick because I got all the callers.
This is Well, I got, let me tell you, I'm going through a story. I may not be a lawmaker like the other guy was, but this is an important issue, and he had a long time here to explain something, and I'm going short. The bottom line is you may not agree, but when we don't recognize what war is all about and what we've got to do to protect it, we're going to lose it. And that means sometimes you have to put your life on the line. Now, you don't like hearing that, maybe, and maybe other people out there don't hear about it, but that's what got this country. And you can call all of our patriots in the 1700s that fought for this country a traitor or an idiot, but they no less faced as gruesome a taskmaster as we do today. It's time to decide.
It's worse than what it was.
How far you're willing, we're willing to go.
No, I understand
that. I'll tell you right now, you got to have something that backs it up. You have to enforce it. And you can still talk to them. I've talked to them.
Kill the break. We don't have time. All right. Jim, I appreciate your call. I hear your message, and that's what I wanted you to get to. Because I heard it in your voice, I just wanted you to express it. And I thank you for your call. People are starting to pay attention. John in Arizona. Hello, John.
John?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to agree with your last caller there. I don't see, you know, we're definitely not going to make a difference in the, like you said, the district of criminals.
Nope.
The two-party system, in my opinion, I know you got a difference of opinion, but the two-party system to me has got to go. And I'll tell you why. Once they get in Washington, D.C., like Trent Franks, when Trent Franks went to Washington, it was an absolute peach, okay? Now Trent, you know, is everything, he tiptoes the party line. I'm not so sure if maybe Franks is even in the Council on Foreign Relations now. I don't know. But, I mean, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, they've all infiltrated both parties. We've got to start over. We've got to wipe the system out and start over with either it's a two- or three-party system or whatever, but it's got to be changed. And I'm sick of this shit. And
hey,
I'm
hey, cut him off, cut him off. That's it. Troy in Houston, you're up next. Hello, Troy. Hello, Troy.
I'm Wendell in Ohio.
Sorry. I don't have you on my board, but go ahead, Wendell.
Hey, I've been listening to all these people, John. You and I met a long time ago in Worcester, Ohio at Diggers. And I think I have a way that we might be able to get people to go to the roots of this thing. If you start writing letters to the editors of your local papers and asking your local officials, are you comfortable if a federal official would come into your area and want to impose these rules and regulations on you? And when you start getting people to express these ideas, and the listeners you have are very verbal, let's get them to put words in a line and just go for it.
Well, and that's a good suggestion. I have no problem with that. A lot of people are out there doing absolutely nothing. So what would firing off a few letters to your editor of your local hometown newspaper?
Only hometown newspapers, we have all these bargain hunters or all these other things that they will allow you to express your opinion. I've done it a lot.
And that's what people have, they have become conditioned because they feel that they really express their true feelings about certain subjects that somehow they're going to be targeted. Well, okay, maintain that mindset, and I guarantee you, you're going to end up in somebody's crosshairs one of these days, and you're going to have to make a choice at that point in time.
Yeah,
either bend down and lick the boots of your oppressor, or stand up and get shot. One of the two.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
The one gentleman that was ahead of me earlier, I'll send you some information.
Okay.
But he was talking about wars. And I've got a little quote here. Wars are not fought to beat the enemy. They are fought so people can be controlled.
That's right.
Property and value always goes from weak hands to strong hands.
It always has and always will.
I'll send you some information, John.
Thank you, Wendell.
And when you were in Diggers, you asked the people there if there was any police force, they would have to recognize themselves.
Right.
They didn't. I was followed. Good evening, John. Appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you, sir. There's more of us than of them. And Jack McLam's program's coming up next. He's got Aid and Abet newsletter. He's got Vampire Killer 2000. He has a list of active and retired military and police longer than I would even want to imagine. It is time to educate. Remember the days we used to put paperwork and videos on police cars? Remember that? When was the last time you did that? I don't care if they're wearing a badge or they're wearing dungarees. Inform them. We don't have much time. Troy in Houston, you're up next. Hello, Troy.
Yeah, hi, John. How you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know, I just found out about the Republic Trading Post just now today, and you got a bunch of stuff on there.
Bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, why go to Wally World or go down to your local electronics store to buy a piece of equipment when, when you can buy it from us and the proceeds go to the network?
Exactly. I'm going to start shopping there, matter of fact. I'm just kind of curious, though. Do you have a warehouse or something to keep all this stuff? I mean, how does...
We have a company that drop ships everything for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's an innovative thing. These people approached us, and we looked at it, and I said, this is a good deal because, well, people buy more than just air filtration and water filters.
Yeah.
You know, they need purses and briefcases and jackets and electronic
stereos, DVD players.
There you go.
Definitely, yeah. So, anyway, I just want to let you know, man, I think it's a good thing you're doing right there, and I'm going to start shopping there.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Troy.
All right.
Bye. John in Florida, you're up. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, it's got so much I'd like to say that I started 2 days ago and yesterday, but we haven't had time, so I'm going to try again Monday. But here's one thing I'd like everybody to realize, that at the 11 a.m. Central Time Zone briefing, that the chief of police, four-stars on his epaulettes, chief of police in New Orleans, was wearing his badge upside down. If you've ever seen the New Orleans symbol of their badge of police authority, it's a five-pointed star with like an inverted parachute on top. It's a crescent moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He had it inverted today with the moon on the bottom and the star upside down.
And what does that symbolize?
One has to wonder. You know, is it maybe he's transmitting a little messages and stuff?
Well, if it follows what an upside-down American flag means, it means we're in a state of distress.
This man should know how to wear his insignia, you know?
You know, I got a problem. Any time I see these guys on camera, they're wearing their stars. I got a real problem with that.
John, I'm worried about you. You know, yesterday you got all worked up earlier today. You know, I'd hate to see you have a cerebral hemorrhage or something, please.
If I do, chill,
man.
Hey, if I do, I'm going to go out the way I want to go out.
And, you know, I heard Charles yesterday, and, hey, you know, a year ago almost, I was hit with a hurricane here, and for 10 days, no electricity and no air conditioning, nothing like ice except what the government gave us. So I know what Charles is feeling like, you know.
I understand. Got to move on. Thanks,
weekend.
John. You too.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Charles in Houston. Hello, Charles.
Gosh, great show. What is that website again where you say you can buy things?
TradingPost.com. Actually, it's RepublicTradingPost.com.
Oh, hey, Republic Trading Post. The reason I called is because I know guys like you people think we're sitting here in a position where we either give up our guns or be cowards and slaves or die getting filled with lead. But I totally disagree. I mean, there's a website called CloseTheBorderNow.com, and if you go there, you print a petition, you sign it, you mail it. And of course, the First Amendment of the Constitution to write a petition, and we can override the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government by other citizens simply signing a petition. So there's no reason to get ourselves slaughtered, which is what will happen to us. Those people that kill us for fun.
CloseTheBorder.com.
TheBorderNow.com.
CloseTheBorderNow.com. We got it.
But there's one there where you sign a petition so foreigners can't buy American land. Sign a petition where employers of illegal aliens are prosecuted with the existing law to get, I think, 6 months in jail and $10,000 fine for each alien.
And then they get deported.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're out of time. I thank you for your call, Charles. Thanks for that website, CloseTheBorderNow.com. God bless you all. We'll see you Monday. Get busy, folks. Get busy.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.